Welcome back to the Bone Zone, a podcast dedicated to things you didn't ask for.
We're back.
You didn't ask about, and you probably don't want to know. But we're going to tell you anyway.
You're going to find out.
And now look, I'm Dean. Across from me is Tony. We're actually missing a link to this podcast, and his name is Drew.
But he doesn't really matter.
He doesn't actually really matter. He decided that today, of all days, was a good day for a buyer's consultation. For those who aren't familiar, he basically has a client in real estate. So he thought that that was more important than being here today.
To be honest, none of the members of this group are actually that important. They're easily replaceable. We could do this with no people and it'd still get the same point across.
Yeah. We could bring our producer's sister up here and be just as good.
Yeah.
I didn't mean that.
We bring nothing to the table.
No, not at all.
There's not even a table to bring anything to.
No. We don't actually own a table. We're sitting on chairs.
I mean, if you want to get really technical, we don't actually exist. True. Just a figment of your imagination. This is the Matrix.
That's true. But that's a podcast for another day. That's for another day. Well, we are sad to have been down a member today, but it doesn't matter because he doesn't actually matter. Now, exactly. I think what is worth noting, though, is that everybody, they call them seasons of your life. Like, everybody goes through seasons, right?
I go through seasons of my heart.
Yeah. Outstanding movie. For those who haven't seen it, Seasons of the Heart. Give it a watch.
Phenomenal.
Phenomenal movie.
Get yourself to the cinema.
The cinema right now.
Yeah.
Well, people go through like seasons in their life. Like, oh, I'm going through my sad season or my entrepreneur season or whatever.
My entrepreneur season.
But we're not here to talk about that.
Talking about the rare fish investment.
Right.
Yeah.
We're not here to talk about that either. We're here to talk about seasons themselves.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't have seasons of your life without seasons of the earth.
And you know what's great about seasons is there's so many things to hate about them.
Right.
So many things to despise.
Right. So today we decided, why not go through all of the seasons and just talk about everything we hate about them?
Exactly.
Tony, is there any particular season you want to start on?
They all suck. I mean, that's not true, but
no.
I like fall. Fall is going to be a tough one for me.
Fall is going to be a hard one.
Yeah.
I think the biggest gripe I have about fall is that it's only about 2 weeks.
You know what? I'll side with you on that.
It's only like, at least from where we're from, it's like 2 weeks you get a good fall, and then it's just a desolate wasteland for 7 months.
Because it's like late September, October, still mild summer.
Yeah.
There's still hints of summer. October, mid-October to almost just about the end of October, perfect fall weather. And guess what? November, snow.
Boom.
Gone.
Gone.
Fall's gone.
It's all over.
The leaves are still on the trees, but no. There's a blizzard out there.
It's snow. I think another sucky thing about fall is just the allergies that come with it. Last fall, my eyes were red. Yeah. My eyes itched, and everybody thought I was high.
Yeah.
It's just, fall's cool. It's too short, though. Eyes itch. Can't get down with that.
The only thing I can say is it's too short.
Yeah, it's just too short. Now, moving on, I think an easy one to pick on is winter.
Yeah, it's without doubt.
Winter sucks.
The easiest one to just trash all.
I hate winter so much. And
Winter is basically the Drew of this group.
I think it is.
Yeah.
It's just... just a desolate wasteland, nothing to offer.
Gets dark.
It gets dark quick.
Like 5.
Yeah.
Pitch blackout.
Yeah. It gets dark quick.
It's cold.
I hope you didn't want to go anywhere because there's actually a travel ban because you can't see 2 inches in front of you.
People drive horribly in the winter.
Yeah. People drive horrible. You can't see 2 inches in front of you. Your nipples are poking through your shirt. Everything sucks.
I'll tell you what sucked about last winter. Like, it was, I don't know, February, and I had to go downtown. I had someplace to be at 6 o'clock and I left my house at 5 for a 20-minute drive just because I knew it was going to get bad out. Mm-hmm. It took me all the way up till like 6:15 to get there. Oh. It took me an hour and 15 minutes on the thruway to get there because we were going 5 miles an hour through slush. People were getting in accidents, right?
Oh.
On the way home at 8. Perfect. Perfect driving weather. I'm like, what just happened? It was horrible.
That's
literally
what
2 hours ago.
Dude. Getting into your car, we were just talking about this the other day at work. Would you rather get into your car and your car is hot, it's super hot, and you have to just put the windows down, or would you rather get in your car and wait 10 minutes for it to actually heat up and you can see your breath in the meantime?
What are you wearing when you get in your car when it's cold?
I got usually pants, sweatshirt, and like a jacket on, so I'm bundled.
All right, so if I'm fairly like bundled up, then... I don't know. I think I might take the hot car because you can stand outside for like 2 minutes and the car will cool down. yeah. with that AC on. It's no problem. And it's all right to stand outside because the temperature's nice. Yeah. Like, do you want to stand outside for 2 minutes when it's sleet and it's freezing?
No. Dude, yeah. I'll get in the hot car. I have leather seat covers. My yeah. steering wheel's got leather on it, so my steering wheel and everything in there gets hot.
Yeah.
But all I got to do is just put the windows down, start driving.
Yeah.
Air's hitting me in the face. Everything's good. Now, in the winter, you can't just put the windows down because there's nothing outside yeah. to actually heat you up. So you have to rely on your car actually warming up, and sometimes it doesn't even warm up until yeah, you get to your destination.
That's true, because in the winter, before work, I'll start my car because I leave like 6:20, maybe 6:25, somewhere in there. I'll start the car at like 6:10.
Yeah.
Just to get it to warm up. It's like 10, 15 minutes of yeah. it just heating up.
Yeah.
And half the time it's not even warm.
You know what you don't have to do in any other season besides the winter? Make time to brush your car off.
Oh.
That's the worst.
It is the worst.
People who like winter are just looking for attention. And I'll die on that hill. People who are like, oh, winter is my favorite season. Get out of here. Yeah, I'm sure a warm summer night's your worst nightmare.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah, come on. I'm so glad that you love, you know, being sick with a sore throat and eating chicken soup while it's like 2 degrees out.
Yeah, hope you didn't want to go anywhere because there's a travel ban.
Yeah.
So, you're not going anywhere.
It is nice to, like, come home and cuddle up, but...
I suppose. But, I mean, in the summer, to make this about summer real quick, people complain about the heat, but at least you have the option to go outside. You know what I mean?
True.
People in the winter are like, you can go outside in the winter.
Yeah, and die.
Do you want to?
Oh, you'll die out there.
Horizontal snow.
Dude, I got to put on a jacket just to take the dogs out in boots. Psh,
no. The worst. Winter's the absolute worst.
Versus going outside with my shorts and flip-flops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me the shorts. Give me the flip-flops.
Give me the shorts.
All right, moving on. We're gonna get off winter.
Yeah.
For now.
Spring.
We might get back on, but spring.
Allergies.
Spring's the worst.
Allergies.
It's not as bad as winter.
Sickness.
Spring Horrible. Isn't as bad as winter.
Well, spring around here doesn't even start till like late April.
Yeah.
I mean, it's winter into February. It's winter into March. It's winter into the beginning of April.
Yeah.
You're still walking around with like a jacket and a hoodie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care what it is. You can call it climate change. You can call it conspiracies. I don't care what it is. It sucks.
Yeah.
It's the worst. It's just mud. And half the time,
oh, the mud.
At least winter looks good sometimes. Nothing. Right. There's nothing pretty about spring.
There's nothing redeemable about spring in Buffalo.
No.
At all.
No. It's just dirty snow.
Yeah.
And rain.
Yeah. And then by the time the trees start budding, it's summer.
At least, and two, in the winter, when it snows, the snow doesn't make you more cold. True. If you're walking in the rain and it's a little breezy, you're freezing. Because our spring around here is like 41 degrees is a high.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
Yeah. Nothing stands out.
Nothing, absolutely nothing redeemable.
But May is like a nice month.
Depends. This May was kind of crappy.
Was it? I don't really remember.
It kind of was.
I think it was in the beginning. I'll give you that.
Yeah, it really didn't get warm until like late June.
Yeah. And June was like rainy.
Yeah. June was kind of rainy. Had that smoke going on too.
That was pretty fire.
See, my girlfriend is someone who's like a connoisseur of winter. At least she claims. She loves winter.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Because she spent the entire winter looking forward to summer. So I don't know what the deal is. But then when we had the smoke going on, she's like, see, you're saying that there's no like weather advisories in summer. There is a weather. I'm like,
freak accident.
It happens. You know what I mean? Yeah. You don't plan for this. But also at the same time, there's no travel bans. You can still go outside.
Right.
You can still freely travel and not risk your life for the most part. You still have to breathe. Everybody was complaining about that air quality. Like, oh, it's 170. The air quality's bad. And until it tastes like watermelon, and then everybody's inhaling it. Or until it gets you high.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden the air quality is
bad. I was laughing about it because people are like, stay indoors. Well, what do you think happens to the air outside? Where do you think the air in your house comes from?
Right.
Outside.
Right.
Ooh. Big surprise.
Yeah, I still got to breathe.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm breathing crappy air or if I'm breathing good air, I mean, got to stay afloat.
Yeah. Ain't going to kill you. There's people breathing it worse out there.
Literally, people live in friggin' India. I think we're okay.
Yeah. No, people breathe in China. We should be okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they don't even they wear a ton of masks in China.
Yeah. They have to.
Story for another time.
Yeah. Now, when it comes to summer.
Yeah.
There's not much to complain about.
I'll tell you right now, I hate the heat sometimes.
I love the heat.
It depends what I'm doing in the heat, though.
See, when it gets that hot, I have no problem just going outside and just sweating. Just for no reason. Because I didn't wait 7 months out of this year to just sit around and complain about how hot it is. I waited for this. So I'm going to go outside. I just spread out, just start sweating a little bit. And if I get hot, just jump in the pool. Dry off, get hot again, jump in the pool.
But it sucks when you're working in the heat. I hate working in the heat.
I suppose, if you have an outdoor job, that can be pretty brutal.
It's terrible. But I'll tell you what, if I'm off, like, on a day or whatever, I know exactly what you're talking about. I don't mind being outside, cooling off in the pool, just chilling, relaxing, whatever. That's fine. But you got to work in the heat? No.
Yeah, working in the heat's got to be pretty brutal. No. I can imagine.
That ain't it. That just ain't it.
No, I can imagine. But other than that, I mean,
hot summer nights, driving around.
Yeah, you can't beat summer.
No.
It's just, it should be everybody's favorite season.
Yeah.
There should be no debate. The only season that could ever rival summer is fall.
Yeah.
And that's because the weather is still pretty favorable.
Yeah.
It's very pretty outside. And there's things like football and apple cider and stuff to look forward to.
Yeah. And the only thing that really helps summer to get its kick is that it's actually long.
Yeah.
Fall's too short.
Fall's way too short.
Yeah.
Way too short. But summer, king.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all.
That's all.
But what's off the table today?
Oh.
What's getting canceled by two guys making a podcast?
All right.
In somebody's basement.
I, Dean Witkowski, declare the New York Lottery off the table.
Yeah.
As somebody who works in retail and somebody who has to hand out these tickets all day long, I cannot believe people are actually still playing this. It's insane.
It boggles my mind,
too. It's insane. There will be people that will come up to the desk in a scooter with a tube going through every hole of their body.
Yeah.
And they'll give me $2 for a Powerball.
I mean, what do they have to lose, though?
Nothing. Yeah. There's a guy that comes in. He spends like $100 every week on Lotto. Every week. He's never cashed in a winning ticket. Never. There's a guy that comes in. There's actually quite a few who I've been taking care of since I started at the service desk. Yeah. And they've never once come in with a winning ticket. Not once.
Do they play like the little lottery games, like the scratch-offs at all or no?
All of it. They got little pouches, like little sleeves that say time to play on it.
Why do people gamble? That's such a stupid thing.
Well, you know what? I'll give it to them because 99.999% of gamblers quit before they ever make it big. You know that? So if you're going to be a gambler, you got to be consistent.
You know, that's a good idea. That's a really good idea.
If you're going to be a gambler, you got to be consistent.
You got to constantly do it.
But it's insane because the jackpot will get big, and then everybody's like, "What's that big one? Can I get the Powerball?"
Yeah,
I don't even know what it is. They're just buying it.
Full disclosure, that would be me. I'd be sitting there because somebody told me I bought lottery tickets once, and somebody's like, "It's at $500 million. You have to buy it." I'm like, "I really don't care. I'm not gonna win." They're like, "You never know. This might be your big break."
That's
like,
always what they say.
I'm like, "It's not. It's a freaking paper ticket with winning numbers that probably won't even be drawn." I'm like, "I'm good. You have to buy one." I'm like, "Okay, fine." So I walk into like Consumers or something. I'm like, "Give me like two or three of whatever's big." And he's like, "All right, here you go, man." I'm like, "All right, thanks."
There's actually, you know how they rope them in? So in lottery, there's the Powerball, the Mega, like all the games. But there's actually a game called Numbers and Win 4. All right. And have you ever heard of this?
No.
So basically Numbers, you can play it all different ways. So basically you walk in, you want to play 1, 2, 3. You're betting that that number is going to get drawn. 1, 2, 3. If you play it, this is how people usually play it. You can either play it straight, box, or 50-50, which is both.
Okay.
There's other ways to play it, but I honestly don't know what they are. And there's two that I've never actually had to like play before because nobody touches it. But basically, if you play a number straight, play 1, 2, 3 straight, it's got to come in 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
And the prize is bigger. Whereas if you box it, it can come in 2, 1, 3, 3, 1, 2, 3, 2, 1. So it can come in any of those.
Right.
Ways, and you'll still win. It's just not as big. So people will come in and they'll play their number straight and boxed and all this. And there's this lady that's been coming in. She spends like $60 a week on Lotto, and she won't stop. She's terrified to stop because once she stops, her number's going to get drawn. So She will not stop playing lottery because her number might get drawn. And right. that's how they rope them in. That's how they rope them in. It's genius, isn't it?
Yeah. Who thought of this?
Now, on a real note, I
really smart guy.
Yeah, I wish I was the guy that came up with it.
Yeah.
But on a real note, I think that it is a system that takes advantage of people that are elderly, less fortunate. Elderly.
Poor.
Yeah. It's a very, very...
Not highly educated?
No. It's a system that takes advantage of certain subgroups of people, I suppose.
Yeah.
And for that reason, it's off the table. I mean,
because think about it. People go in there, like the old people, they think, oh, the hell with it. I got nothing to lose. Yeah. But like the poor or the uneducated, they'll go in there and they're like, got to get a better life, man. Got to get a better... Yeah, so you think so by playing a freaking paper ticket with some numbers on it, that's going to improve your life?
There's a guy that comes in.
Not better choices, education.
Right. There's a guy that comes in. He spends hundreds, like 500, 600 bucks a week.
Must be a roofer.
A week.
Uh-huh.
And he brags about how much money he loses.
Oh.
But the reason he's playing that much lottery is because, in his own words, he needs it to, like, make it. Like, he needs to hit it big so that way he can, like, support himself. But he'll come in and he'll spend his entire paycheck on lottery. Instead of just saving it or putting it into like a Roth IRA or something.
Yeah.
Like he just throws it all into a machine. He'll lose it all.
Yeah.
He'll win like one that's like 300 bucks and he'll cash it in.
Yeah.
He makes like multiple trips to the desk. So he'll win that's like 300 bucks.
Yeah.
And my coworker who usually takes care of him, her name is Deb. Yeah. I don't know if she's listening to this. She won't hand him the money. She's like, you need to walk away before I hand you this money. And then he'll smile. He'll take it. And he'll just walk back down there, throw it all in, lose it all. Every time. The one time she flat out told him that he has a problem.
Yeah.
She's like, you have a problem, dude. He's just like, yeah. They don't care.
So he blows 500 bucks, wins 300 and blows that too. Yeah. That's $800.
Oh, yeah. No, he blows hundreds of dollars every week.
What an idiot.
And for that reason, I am canceling the New York lottery system.
See you later, Mark Polenkars.
Marky Mark.
This is a perfect place to say the graveyard is closed for tonight.
Yeah, you kids got to get out of here. The graveyard's closed. Now, if you're new here, welcome. We're going to keep giving you things that you didn't ask about.
Please graffiti the graveyard. We really don't care about
it.
We
don't care.
I will leave it. I'll leave it unlocked. I don't care about vandalism. We can burn it down.
You can find us on our social medias.
We have a few of those.
We have a few. You can find us at the Boneheads Official.
Yes.
Give us a follow there. If you're new here, give us a rating. Rate us 5 stars. We love you. We support you.
Not really.
We don't care. I just made that up.
Do it anyway.
Do it.
Or you'll be forced at gunpoint.
We are doing a $5 Amazon gift card giveaway. If you give us 5 stars, listen to every podcast twice, and tag 82 of your friends in the comment section.
That $5 could be yours.
You have to follow all of us on social media with 3 different accounts and hand deliver us some pierogies. And then you are entered in the giveaway for a $5 Amazon gift card. But till then, graveyard's closed.
See ya.
See ya.